Proclamation number 5693 of 5th of June, 1953. Primal Law, Love. The primordial law is love, the primordial power is love, and all material substance is love in its primordial substance. Accordingly, the highest being, the eternal deity, must also be love, as well as all beings which have emerged from it. Love is a strength and therefore always effective as long as it remains in contact with the original source of all strength. For God, as the original source of strength, emanates it according to His eternal order, to work in love according to His law. Therefore, all beings called into life by Him will be able to use the strength of love without restriction, because it rests in them as a sign of divine origin, however, only as long as the being moves within the law of eternal order, as long as it wants to use the strength of love according to divine will. For God's will is founded in His love. God's will always corresponds to the eternal order and is likewise original law. If the being steps out of divine order, then it also steps out of God's flow of love. Thus it relinquishes its strength because this does not work extra-legally, because love cannot step out of order because it is God's elementary strength. Therefore it will also be understandable that one can only speak of God's power when an effect of love is recognizable, and that nothing ungodly can make use of the power out of God, because God's power is love, but love cannot be outside of God. 5th of the 6th, 1953. And thus it emerges from this that the eternal order must absolutely be observed where the strength of love wants to express itself, that therefore the being can only then be addressed as the divine being again when it lives in God's eternal order, because then it is again permeated by the divine strength of love and thus is also powerful and full of light itself, because the strength of love also has its full effect again. Then the being will be able to create that and shape in the same will as God, because the strength of love constantly urges it into activity, because divine strength never rests but generates constant life. The state outside of divine order is the state of death, of powerlessness, of torpor. But life is only conceivable in divine order, and divine order is love. The beingness which moves outside of divine order would have to completely perish if it were not strength emanating from God, which is love in its fundamental substance. And this strength is imperishable, or what emanates from God can never pass away. But everything positive in itself can turn into a negative. And this therefore means a state opposite to the divine light and power. Darkness and powerlessness, therefore, an ungodly and therefore unhappy fate. But God, as eternal love, does not turn away from these dead-divinized beings. He seeks to lead them back into His lawful order. He illuminates the cold and hardened being with His strength of love. And if it opens itself, thus surrenders itself without resistance to the influence of this radiation of love, it slowly returns to divine order. It brings the love within itself to enfold again and uses the strength of love which now flows towards it again to work in love. It itself becomes full of strength and light and returns to the original source of love. It reunites with God, from whom it once took its origin. Amen.